Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Good afternoon, but not such a good afternoon. Red Sox lose to the A's 5-3, lose 2 out of 3 to the A's. And here, unfortunately, is the call of the game.
Here it is. And it is drilled high and deep in the left field. If it's high enough, it's out of here. And it is. Into the second row of the monster seats, Brent Rooker has 30 home runs, and right away the Athletics lead it 2-0. That was a hanger, and Rooker did not miss it.
A cutter right down the middle that you said it did not do a whole lot. It's a pitch that has really helped Brian Baio mature and develop this year, but that was right in the happy zone for Brent Rooker to crush his 30th home run of the season.
That play of the game for the Athletics, not Brian Baio and the Red Sox, was brought to you by Nissan. You deserve a car that thrills you, and Nissan's got an exciting full line that'll put goosebumps on your goosebumps. Experience the thrill for yourself. Shop your local Nissan store and NissanUSA.com today. Andy Hart, Nick Fitzy Stevens, Ted Johnson here, and we got to get right to it. Short program. Also have Tom Curran, top of the 5 o'clock hour. So, boys, I just put up a poll real quick, afternoon's poll, after the Red Sox lose 2 of 3 to the A's, heading to Tampa, the injuries, the offense, slacking, the pitching staff, suddenly not the strength it is supposed to be. Are you worried? Really effing worried? Or is this team toast? Ted, I'll start with you.
Yeah, heck yeah, I'm worried. Are you kidding me? Please, what we're seeing is very, very concerning. I mean, you were all kind of counting on Brian Baio as you're a secure number two, you know, that we felt pretty good about. Luis Giolito as the three, you know, they were kind of getting, you know, they haven't been perfect lately, but you felt pretty good about those guys. Well, Brian Baio, that was his shortest outing since May 23rd. Think about that. The shortest outing. He didn't last, you know, 4 innings, but he was. I mean, that's 3 months of time that's gone by. So to have him playing, maybe, you know, pitching that bad of a game does not give me confidence with the next 9 games. And they're going to need every one of these 9 games. The Guardians have won 12 out of the last 15 games. And they are just a game and a half behind you for that third wild card spot. So I'm nervous, guys. The bats just don't seem to be coming alive. I mean, the pitching is one story, but the bigger story is these guys can't get any hits. 2 hits after the second inning? Give me a break.
Fitzy, ESPN tells me the Red Sox have an 88.6% chance to make the playoffs.
That seems high,
like
that? Man.
Yeah, it does. Dang. It doesn't feel
Marty,
like that.
They've got an 88.6% chance. Hogwash, garbage, nonsense. No, they don't. Andy, what are my options again?
Yeah, worried, really effing worried, or they're toast?
They're toast.
Yeah, it kind of feels like they're toast.
I'm sorry. Like, if they make it into the playoffs by the hair of their previously win chinny chin chin, what are they going to do? Oh, no, that's all you got to do. Winning, just get in, bro, and then it's a whole new thing. This team cannot get out of its own way. In addition to the fact that the offense was once again thoroughly anemic, this was just a hospital waiting room of a Thursday afternoon at Fenway. Dismal, dismal affair. They make another couple errors. They only avoided being swept by the Oklahoma Athletics by squeaking together a couple of runs late in the game last night and then winning an extra innings. It took an extra inning squeaker to not get swept at home in a series that you needed to win so as to give yourself some breathing room and start building confidence and momentum heading towards the playoffs. This team can't score. Over the last month, Bregman's batting average is .150. I think I saw Rafael's is .180. You have no power. You have no clutch. You've got no momentum. You've got no continuity. And God bless Alex Cora for the false bravado and facade of confidence he showed us yesterday at Fenway, because I don't have any idea how anyone on this team can believe that they can, quote, do damage, let alone get into the playoffs.
And I know you guys mocked my fear of messing with mojo with the change in the lineup. And Trevor Story has stayed hot at the plate. But did you notice he got thrown out stealing last night? And he had two errors in the field today, throwing errors that led to runs. I mean, your best player is still the only guy hitting. He scored runs. That was a great athletic play to tag up. And a beautiful slide hits the home run. But I don't know. This team is just, and I give the Hall of Famer credit, Joe Castiglione, listening to the post-game show. He's like, yeah, he made a couple errors, and have you seen this lineup? You just look at this lineup. Even Joe Castiglione, who generally errs on the side of positivity, you look at this lineup, and even the A's have a better lineup. Even the A's have more guys you have confidence they can hit the ball out of the ballpark, can score you some runs. Yeah. Right now, it's Trevor Story, and did you see Yoshida? Yoshida is literally no longer hitting ground balls to second. You know why? Because they're just swinging bunts now. Now they're just swinging bunts that if he played junior league baseball in one of those leagues where if the ball doesn't go past the arc, you're out, he would be out all the time because it wouldn't pass the little arc they put in the field. This lineup, I you're right, Fitzy. I give Cora credit for keeping a straight face when he pencils in that lineup and saying, yeah, we're a good baseball team. We're going to play in October. With what?
Yeah, no, honestly, like, and there's no more reserves to call up. You have basically emptied the Woo Sox so as to bring up every available vibrant young left-handed arm who all, by the way, have contributed wonderfully. You got Toley throwing 100 today. Harrison's going to get a start this weekend. And, oh, my God, no big deal, kid. Is there any chance you could maybe give us what Connelly Early did on the road in a bandbox down in Tampa? Connelly Early has to go on the road on Sunday as well and be a stopper if Crochet can't on Friday night. And he's given up over 1.5 home runs a game over his last month. Andy, everything is trending in the wrong direction. They can't hit. They intermittently can't field. Now the arms are tired. Lucas Giolito was not terribly effective last night, even though he can opt out now. Fine, whatever. Okay, we'll worry about that next year. I've got a lot of now problems. We needed Bayo to be good. We told Corey yesterday, like, it's a 5-6 ERA this month. Are you worried? No, he's going to be fine. He wasn't. Everything's falling apart. I mean, if any semblance of this car crosses the finish line of the race, it's not running again. It's just going to get in there and get waxed.
So, Ted, let me give you two things that I think are sort of reasons for a little hope or positivity. One would be what you just referenced. I don't know how the Guardians can keep winning at this rate. Like, that's just, it doesn't feel sustainable through another, whatever, 10 games, end of the season here.
They're currently a 7-game winning streak and won 12 out of their last 15. Yep.
This is baseball. This is baseball where you're now due to lose 2 out of 3, 3 out of 5, whatever, if you're the Guardians. The second thing I would say, though, Fitzy, if the Red Sox do get in, and Dan Ball updated the FanGraphs version of their percentage to make the playoffs is 83%, so they still have an 80-plus percent chance to make the playoffs.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio.
T&Cs apply. In-app only.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I will say that performance by Peyton Tolley today made me think, okay, Chapman in the ninth. I'm going to work backwards here. Chapman in the ninth, Whitlock in the eighth, Tolley in the seventh. That looks like it would be kind of fun in a postseason game.
Are you kidding me? I mean, you know, you're being you're bragging about your call for Trevor Story getting called out at second, which was a nice call, buddy. But I got to pat myself on the shoulder because I just thought, you know, Tolley would be better in the bullpen. They did.
Yep.
They announced it last night, and he went in there, and you saw what he did. So that's a positive for sure. And you just if you compare the two schedules, it's a two horse race here between the Guardians and the Red Sox. I mean, the Guardians have four games against Minnesota, three against Texas, and three against Detroit. So, like, comparatively speaking to the Red Sox, they got a much easier kind of road there compared to the Red Sox. And so it's just going to be every night watching what those two teams do, man. But you look at you look at the lineup, and I remember we were at the Fenway last Friday, you and I, Andy, and we were looking at the TV screen with the lineup, and we're like, man, it just doesn't. But it's like it's still got Jaren Duran up there. It's still got Alex Bregman up there. It's still got Nathaniel Lowe and Carlos Novaez and Rafaela. And those guys, there were times in the season in which they were. I mean, does anybody remember how Carlos Novaez started the season on fire? Like, and so there's just a lot of guys that were really just really playing maybe over their skis to start this season. That when you look at them now in the recent month and a half, they're different players, and that's what's so confounding.
And I was just going to say, Fitzy, if you look at the guys, some guy, Narvaez, young guy, don't know. Okay, Rafaela, still young, streaky. But, Ted, you mentioned two guys. Duran and Bregman are guys that are established enough. You should say, okay, I know you've been in slumps. Duran, you haven't had the kind of year you had a year ago. Well, guess what? You got 2 weeks to get us in the play. Like, those are the guys I would say you need to step up. Rafaela, I don't have a lot of confidence in at this point where he's at. Because if you can just get a couple guys joining Story in the fun, and if that's just Duran, Story, Bregman, well, at least you got a third of a lineup, and every three innings you hope you can have a chance to score a run. And I think those guys are established enough, Fitzy, as veterans that, you know, this is nut cutting time. You need to put up or shut up, because if you don't, you might be going home.
Okay, sure. That's fine, but it's been nut cutting time. It's been put up or shut up. It's been make the playoffs or make postseason plans time for a couple days, if not a week plus now. And they can't stop this slide, guys. It's real. Like, this is turning into the baseball version of the incinerator scene in Toy Story 3. Like, unless the little green guys are going to come in with the claw magically and save us sometime soon, this team seems like it is hurtling towards a very unpleasant finish at a rapid descending rate. And I'll put it this way, Ted, if you're telling me that the Guardians have an easier schedule over their final 10 and they're white hot right now, playing the right kind of baseball with a lineup that is more clutch and more fearsome than the Red Sox. Let's say the Guardians go 6-4 and they're a game and a half behind the Sox. Andy, Ted, do either of you have any confidence right now that the Red Sox can win four of their next 10 games? Like, really, the way that
not
they're
right
hitting?
Not the way they're hitting. Just no bats at all. Like,
that's also too big a picture for me. I have trouble envisioning them winning any games. I mean, I don't want to be the flip side of negative, but you're sending Garrett Crochet to the mound tomorrow in what feels more and more like a must-win game to take some pressure off of Harrison and Early. And what has his issue been lately?
Yep.
Home runs allowed. What happens when you go to Tampa? Teams hit home runs. The Yankees hit 14 home runs in a two-game series in Tampa. Like, now I'm worried about that situation because there is no room for error. Right, you pretty much, if you're Crochet, you have to think if you give up two runs, you could lose. You really can only give up one or fewer runs if you're going to give this team a chance to win.
And I just want to jump in real quick and say that there's a lot of pressure, even though it might not feel like it for us every day, but they're feeling the pressure of having to win because they feel it slipping away. And you look at the profile of this team as a young team, with some older guys that are maybe something or past their prime or don't have much left in the tank. And so they're kind of just, you can tell it's getting to them. It's there's this pressure stuff right here. You have a chance to get in the playoffs for the first time in 4 years. And the way the season started and how they were clicking on all cylinders when Roman was healthy and playing every day to where they are now, I feel like it's just a very tight group. Built on a lot of young guys that haven't been here before.
617-779-7937. Let's squeeze in a quick phone call here. Eric in Chicopee has a thought on Cora and the Sox. What's up, Eric?
Yeah, I also agree they're toast. And, I understand all the quote-unquote excuses, especially the ones about losing games in the past. But they're losing these games now. And I understand when a team's feeling pressure, like you guys were just saying, yes, they're definitely feeling the pressure. But I don't like Cora's sort of laissez-faire, politically correct comment about, oh, if you would have told us in spring training with 2 weeks left, we'd be in the playoff spot. At some point, masking or ignoring the fact that you need to win now doesn't make the pressure go away. I think
thanks for your call, Eric. Oh, sorry, we're in a little up against it here. I don't think he's trying to mask it. I think, honestly, he's trying to stay positive for what Ted just talked about, a team that's feeling pressure, a team that sees its season slipping away, and he's trying not to, exacerbate the situation with the Boston Red Sox. They lose 5-3 today. They lose 2 out of 3 to the A's, and it feels like their playoff chances could be slipping away, although the numbers say it's still above 80%. 617-779-7937 if you want to join the conversation. Up next, joining the conversation about the Patriots, our weekly check-in with Tom E. Curran. Tom Curran, NBC Sports Boston, here with WEEI Afternoons. That's up next.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab 3 of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.